Uplifted Lady. It is January the 7th, the first whole week into a new decade and a new year, yo. And this topic that we're talking about tonight is so needed for what we do with resolutions, with life in general. And the name of this topic is, this isn't what I pictured. The difference between contingency plans and crisis management. So I want you to just for a second, just a moment or two, you know, we're going to start this thing out with you slowing the mind down. What are some things that you felt like put you in a crisis? And you know, if you don't know what a crisis is, it had you thinking like, I think I can get through this. I think that I can do it. That's crisis mode. I will tell you that first off. When you tell yourself that you think you can do something, you have already lost control. When you tell yourself, I'm fully in control, I can handle this, and it is not a daily affirmation, you're already losing control, because when we're in control, we know it. We don't need to tell ourselves that, right? So that's crisis mode. Contingency mode, and there's a complete difference here, is being able to plan, whether it's for your resolution, whether it's for what your business will look like, and have a plan B. So plan B obviously isn't going to be as good as plan A, but you have already started to see, what if life doesn't go the way that we want it to? So as you're sitting here listening to this, I want you to just, you know, take a little bit of time to think about where you spent the majority of your life. Did you spend it in this plan B, where maybe things just didn't show up the way you wanted to, but you were aware and able to move forward with some type of plan? Or did you feel like last year's commitments were more like crisis management, that you were showing up right when you forgot something and trying to create an issue or create a plan of management then? I will tell you that last year, I heard that those two words, contingency plan, more times than I could shake a stick at. And you know, every time that I would hear it, I was like, no, this is crisis mode. There's a difference. I'm working in nursing for quite a long time. Crisis mode happens when you have not had a lunch yet and you're 2 hours behind and you've got 40 patients in the entire day and you needed that break in order to get you back to a starting place. And that didn't happen. That's crisis mode. I lived there. Oh my goodness. So many times, not only with nursing, but with every job, do we have that bit of panic? And in life, I think it is good to kind of have, you know, a little hair stand up on the back of our neck when things don't go the way we want to. But living a life of crisis, whether it's with your business, whether it's with your resolutions, can really, really lead you to not only feel overwhelmed, but to feel underwhelmed with the processes that you do get right. So, you know, as we move forward, this process for me coming up with this podcast was listening to an amazing pastor, Stephen Furtick, and that was the name and title was, This Isn't What I Pictured. And for me, he was talking about our relationship with Christ. And, you know, I'll give you the example of what I saw as he was speaking this message and, you know, how it entails with what I'm going to talk to you about here in just a moment. So as I was thinking of it, it was so clear when he said, you know, when we get saved, we see ourselves as being, you know, almost this person walking around with like an aura around us. Like everyone will know that we're saved and we're going to live this life of service and we're going to make sure that we pay our tithes and we do our dues and we're at every service that we can be at. You know, we have in our mind pictured what a Christian or what a saved person should, would, and could do, right? And then the first signs of us not doing that, we start to backslide, right? That's what we use that, you know, if you're Christian, holiness, Baptist, whatever, you hear, probably heard that word backslide, but we backslide in a sense. And there's where we start to say that we are inadequate, because the fact is we showed up to try to be perfect to a picture that we created. It doesn't mean that that picture was right, but it was a picture nonetheless that we created. We didn't see ourselves missing church a couple days, maybe feeling like you wanted to do it at home, maybe not putting money in that jar when you know you were supposed to, and being able to forgive yourself and doing what you're supposed to do with the next time that you can. That's where you start to build contingency. So moving forward, I thought about this with being a parent. You know, I had my first child at the ripe young age of 16. And I will tell you that being a mother, the mother that I am today to all three of my children that have come my way, is so different than what I pictured. It is everything that I wanted and more. But the life of getting there, when I thought about being a mom when I was just a young girl, like a lot of us do, playing with Barbies, you know, I was about 10 to 12 years old when I really was like, wow, I see my life having this family. Never thought it was going to happen that soon. But I'd pictured what my family would look like and what we would do and, you know, the things that we would be able to do together. I had no idea that that was going to come to me at such a young age. So even with that,
I could create the contingency plan that even though life didn't go the way I wanted to, I had to plan ahead for what I wanted, even as I laid there in that hospital just giving birth to her. I had to decide that I was going to go back to school and I was going to take the nursing program and I was going to give that heightened sense of life. That was contingency planning. If it would have been crisis, which is very much what it felt like, I would have laid in that hospital bed, sulking about where I was at and what I was doing, and oh, woe is me, and nothing would have ever gotten done. And I would have got out of there and moved through every single step of my life in a crisis mode, not knowing how I could show up for myself. And I think because of that, I have this awesome thing now where I can reach back behind me. This is this really cool flexibility thing I've learned here. I can reach behind me and I can actually pat myself on the back. And that's something that I could not do. And with contingency, I have found that because I've learned how to have an amazing plan A, but always have a plan B, I'm content with the outcome of what life looks like, and it allows me to change my perspective and the picture. So I want you to sit down, and tonight our action goal is to think about your resolutions. And I know for some of us, we're like seven odd days into this new year, and if we plan on being a vegan, but yet we ate a burger on Tuesday or Thursday of last week, we felt like we failed. I want you to start creating the contingency plan. So for business, if your goal last year was to claim X amount of money, I want you to sit down and think about, how do I make that goal something that I can see a plan B with? Do you only have one avenue of revenue that you're working with? And if you do, how can you either expand that to get the most out of it, which is going to require more time from you? But if you don't have more time, how can you add another outlet? Having a plan when that plan falls through. If it is with your resolutions and you want to become vegan, I want you to think about it. A resolution is something that you're setting for an entire year to be better, not just when I'm better, for the duration that I'm better, I'll be better. And when I fail, I'm done. I want you to think about, you know what? I'm going to give myself 2 or 3 days a month to let things happen. It's like having car insurance or house insurance. We don't want the things to happen, but we're paying or we're thinking about what ifs. And that is what contingency is the what if things are not the way you pictured it? What if that relationship you're in isn't the way you pictured it, but you're not ready to give up on it yet? How can you change your perspective? You know, how can you change what you're seeing to make it fit? So, you know, with all of these things moving forward, I want you to really be digging deep this year and thinking about, you know, what did last year look like? Were you running aimlessly, hands on your head, asking yourself over and over again, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving in the right direction? Or did you feel like you were lost with a compass, which I still am not really good at reading myself unless I'm going north, about walking kind of in the wilderness? Because I want you to be able to take stake and claim in where you are at. And every single obstacle that comes along with it is just a change in your picture. And I want you to be able to change that picture. You know, it's like taking a Polaroid. Back in the day, you took one picture and you knew you only got like 25 little pieces of film in that cartridges. So you were real like, oh, you know what, this picture would do. Not often back in the day with a Polaroid did you take more than one picture. What it was what it was, because not only were you going to have to shake your arm to death to get it to work, but you didn't want to waste your film. And life has become this thing where we can always do over. The world and our gallery will probably show you that. If you go to your photo gallery right now, I want you to see how many times you took the same picture twice, because you didn't know what was going on. You wanted it to be better. So I want you to think about that with your contingency plan. It's like being able to take another picture. It's about saying, like, this picture wasn't the right one. How can I take another one and like what I see a little bit more? Like the you and who you are and what you bring. And know that failure is when you stop trying altogether. So every time you stop trying, crisis is in high alert. Every time you choose a plan B and you start choosing that plan B earlier and earlier in all processes that you move through in life, contingency feels like worth. And I'm telling you, worth will have you looking at the picture of who you are as something that's like a kaleidoscope. It's ever changing with every turn that you make, and you're ready for those changes and you actually welcome those changes in life. I'm telling you, it'll keep you from stepping into things and wondering what if, but rather the why and where do you grow from here. You know, one of my favorite things is teachable moments. And I feel that life gives that. But when you live that life in crisis mode, you don't see the teachable moment until a decade later. And you're like, huh, I grew from there. When you live in contingency, where you always have a plan B, you're always thinking about that success that you want to have and what happens if it doesn't happen. you never put all of your eggs in one basket, and you give yourself worth for the try, because the try is so important. Even with our walk and our faith, God wants us to try. Our Savior and our need to be a Christian is because we want to try to be better each and every day. It's not because we feel like when we got saved, we were perfect. So I want you to go out and be imperfectly you, and plan for the success you want, and have a plan B, and know that you can change your life, you can change your picture, you can change your perspective. And I know that that love uplifted life is out there for each and every one of you that hears this. You just have to be willing to go out there and get it. Have an amazing night.